So Anjan's really interested in evolutionary developmental biology. So a lot of his work involves embryology, and he's also interested in imaging techniques in general. So a lot of really, really great CT work, like this new paper that he just got out about beaked and toothed birds. So I started working with Anjan. We actually have an active collaboration about extinct mammals, which is on the other side of the vertebrate tree, but with a lot of these same principles of how can we use what we know from living animals to better understand extinct animals? How can we use imaging techniques like biplanar fluoroscopy, x-rays, or CT scanning to better understand these extinct animals? So I think a lot of where our interests overlap or align is in trying to use these new methods and these new imaging techniques to bring these extinct animals back to life. And I think their recent work in Nature is really great because it uses these new methods to shed light on animals that have been of interest for a very long time. So you'll have to talk to him, but the history of the specimens he's looking at and those animals is really fascinating and goes back well over a century as well. So in both of our cases, I think we're reevaluating statements that have been made for a very, very long period of time, things that started out being studied with traditional old school paleontological methods, and now we're trying to bring a new light to them with these new techniques that we're using. So he's on my PhD committee now, more for the evo-devo embryological side of things, but again, just trying to understand what we can glean from living animals to try to better understand the fossil record. And I started talking to Anjan about the projects he had going. I talked to him actually about considering him for graduate school as a potential PI, and ended up ultimately deciding to come to Brown so that I could work on functional methods and improve my understanding of functional morphology, with the understanding that ultimately I would collaborate with Anjan to still get the embryological perspective and the CT imaging perspective from him. But as we continued talking, we realized that there was this really cool collaboration we could get involved in using some of these biplanar fluoroscopy methods from Brown on a project that he had been working on about mammals, and we could continue to work together in that capacity as well. So it's been a lot of fun to work with him too. I think one of the great things about paleontology is that our community is small enough that most people really know each other. Our annual conference is a lot of fun and collaborations can pop up really easily that way. So yeah, it's been great working with him, and I think his paper is really exciting, and I look forward to seeing what he continues to put out as well.